We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Resh Pei, the sixth chapter of Shar HaBitachon. The Ma'ariv Midovna had been discussing the concept of having confidence in the Creator. And he said, there's one type of people who don't see beyond what's directly in front of them. And they always assume that whatever they see, that's the true cause of what's happening in their life. If their boss fired them, it must be the boss. Everything is directly in front of them, and they cannot see beyond that. And that he discussed for the last two pages. Now he continues and says, "Akata sheni." There's a second type of people. Anashim yireim et Hashem. People who are God-fearing people. Voskim avodato itvarach. They deal in the service of Hashem. Blessed be He. Aval yireim gam min hasibot. But at the same time, they also spend their lives fearing all kinds of other causes. And so they run after them with all their strength. They're very careful to watch them. And they're very careful to serve them. They're very happy when they find something which they think that'll give me happiness, that'll give me sustenance. And they're very upset when they lose it. They don't deny, God forbid, their faith in the omnipotent, his capacity or his watching over us. But they say the following. The Talmud tells us in the beginning of the sixth chapter of Brachos that we see in Kriya Shema, it says, collect your grain. So Rabbi Shmuel taught us, well, live like normal human beings. It means you can't spend your whole day learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, praying. So they say, I believe in God, but God also told me to do work and ensure I have a livelihood, etc. So they say to themselves, even though the Creator could do anything, but you see, God created a nature in the world. And so within that nature, God gave the capacity for things to have control, meaning your boss does control your livelihood. And it does depend how hard you work, whether you'll make ends meet or not. And so these causes, these material factors in our lives, they have control. Meaning, and that's going to be the key point. Meaning, everyone admits, if you're not going to go out and buy bread, chances are you're not going to have bread. Right? So there is some physical aspect of hishtadlut, where you have to do your best. But the question here is, who's in control? So then you have people who say, I know God's theoretically in control, but practically, he gave over the world to nature, and that's the way God works. You don't find God having bread grow in your backyard. People don't wake up and have fresh bread on the table if they didn't go out and find a way to earn it and buy it. So that's the approach people take. Yeah?
It says in the Gemara that that in any case, then it's if you spend your time studying Torah, then the goyim will do the collecting of your wheat and whatever, and you can just study Torah and everything will be fine. And even though it says Hashemayim Hashem v'aretz
Asmulah Adam. So that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's opinion. So machlokes over there in the Gemara, two opinions. He's going with Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. He's saying people like to adopt Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. They say, look, you see, the Talmud told me to deal like regular human beings. So I'm perfectly okay. I know there's a Creator, but I also know that he left things to nature, and nature's in control. He's saying this is what people think. People quote this Rabbi Yishmael, and that's how they lead their lives. I'm
sure calling him little. Isn't there a case though with Shimon, I think, no, Yisachar and Zebulun? So I mean, if you set up that kind of relationship, then it would be more viable than expecting it. So for example, so rather than relying on an entity to do it, because you haven't asked him, you can associate with him and discuss.
Let's see.
Partnership.
His focus here is on the attitude. He's not focusing on the practical applications. He's saying, how do we view things?
Is he supporting this opinion, or is he saying this is a...
Let's see. Okay. He's saying this is the second group of people. Okay. And the Talmud already warned us, okay. This wasn't Daf Yomi this week. person should never put himself in a situation of danger, assuming they'll make a miracle for him, because maybe they won't. And even if you do merit a miracle, a person loses from his merits. So people give you more quotes. They say, look, the Torah says if you hurt someone, pay his medical bills, pay his doctor. What does the Talmud say we see from that? You see, God gave permission to the doctor to heal. We don't say, well, if God wanted you healthy, he would make you healthy. We say, God gave you the capacity to go to a doctor, go to a doctor. So people quote this and say, look, obviously I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing. ועל כן יאמרו כי לא יברא השם התנגדות הטבע, כמו שלא ייתן כוח באדם לחיות בלא אכילה או שתייה, כן לא יברא פרנסה בלא סיבה להשגתה. So people will say, God doesn't create contra in nature. There is the order, a contra. You have the order of things, and you don't have an equal and an opposite force. God lets nature take, God lets nature take its course, and just like a person cannot live without eating or drinking, so too a person won't have a livelihood without working hard to attain it. עד כי לבב, וכן יתראו לעצמם כל מה שאמרנו בנדרי הביטחון, ואומרם היעשה השם הרבות בשמיים, and then they say, so obviously I'm allowed to focus on placating my boss and doing everything I can to ensure I make a livelihood. And I'm not overstepping my bounds, people will say, because you don't find God opening up a skylight and just dropping food from heaven, right? So obviously God wants me to work. To work means to do everything I can, because at the end of the day, nature does control whether I will have a livelihood or not. And again, here's the key point. He's not going to say, don't work. He's going to say, the question is, do I view God as involved in this world, or do I say, no, no, no. He controls theoretically, but practically, it's all about my work within nature. So that's going to be the key point. We'll see in a minute. Yeah?
Surely a God-fearing and or loving person should realize that God worked for 6 days. Thus, so should we. Because if we are trying to emulate God in his ways, which I believe Judaism expects us to do, we should learn that if God works, even more so we should work, because who are we to say God is wrong?
He's not saying what to do. He's discussing the attitude.
No, I'm putting that forward as a point. And seeing
okay, fine.
What is his work? It's also Avodat Hashem. It's also considered work.
But he was involved in creation, in...
So he wasn't like collecting dollar bills, you know, he was...
Look, what he's saying, we could say it differently. The Talmud says, "Shesh yamim ta'avod v'asita kol melachtecha." 6 days you should work, it says in the Torah, right? Okay, so that deserves a separate discussion. Let's hear him out. You see that God works through nature. And he says, even though their claims are correct, you can't deny the quotes in Talmud, and they're right to a degree, but their error is very grave. So I want to explain this as God allows me to. But first, we have to understand where we lose when we adopt this attitude. So he's going to first describe what we lose, and then he's going to describe, okay, so what was the pivotal error? And we'll hear him out during the course of the next 2-3 weeks.